Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. Snap, crackle, pop.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 72 for this July the 12th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. The other guy here, he's Dan Knight. Hey, Dan Knight.
Oh, I should have got a water before we started.
Yeah, well now you're going to get real parched and uncomfortable.
I know, because it's going to be in my head. I'm like, oh, I should have got a water.
We're thinking about it the whole time. So we're back again this week to do the same thing we do every week, which is what, Dan? What do we do?
I don't know.
Oh.
And that's it. That's all we got.
That's going to be a problem. No, what we do is we find the weirdest, most bizarre news that we can for the week.
Oh, yeah.
And that's right. We push it deep down inside of us. We let it gestate, sort of ferment a bit, and then we pull it right back out, and we put it on, we give it to you. We give it to you as a gift wrapped up with a bow, and you're appreciative every time.
How do you like that chestnut?
Uh-huh.
Get it? Because it's from you pulled it from your chest.
Uh-huh.
It's got a nutty taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's a good joke.
I tried.
So we're gonna do that, but before we do, let's. Do we want to? We do. We do want to. Let me go ahead and say that people who listened to Vic Valentine episode one, you like that, right? Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Maybe. Well, let's just say the wheels are a moving. They are moving along towards episode two, so we don't have a firm date yet. We gotta, you know, there's a lot of editing and a lot of work that goes into getting that prepped, but keep it in the back of your mind because that's gonna be coming up soon. Trademark.
That's
soon
coming up.
Eventually.
Coming up soon. Eventually trademarked.
That's right. But okay, so before we get into the actual crappy news, let's get into the crappy day.
Oh, such a crappy day it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. Today is National Paper Bag Day.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking. Already? I didn't get my gifts. I'm behind on my National Paper Bag Day shopping.
Oh, what do I do?
I don't know how you missed it, Dan, because there are all the National Paper Bag Day sales going on.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Now, that's being ridiculous, but I had to go ahead and look up, because I was really curious how you celebrate this one. Some of them are just like, you know, they kind of, you can figure it out, they're loose, but you kind of get a feel. How do you celebrate paper bags? Do you just use them? And the answer is, here's the exact word-for-word wording on how to celebrate.
Okay.
Consider the convenience of the paper bag or sack and post on social media using hashtag National Paper Bag Day. Dan, are you considering the convenience of the paper bag or sack?
I wasn't until you told me to.
Now you really need to.
I should consider it.
Here, let's take a moment of silence to consider. It sure is convenient.
Wow. How convenient.
Wow. What a thing. Now that that's done.
All the modern conveniences.
Now that that's done, we can move on with the rest of our lives.
You know what yesterday was?
No.
Yesterday being Monday was was Slurpee's 50th birthday.
Oh.
Slurpee. And so on Monday, they were giving away small Slurpees at all the 7-Elevens.
Neat.
And you missed it.
I did. Do you know what Sunday was? I swore
Bloody
I'd
Sunday?
Give a shout out. So
okay,
it was Megan's birthday.
Oh,
you know, it just had a real hootenanny, a hip hopping, hoopy jooping good time.
It was a hip hop hootenanny.
Yep, and we had some cake, and it was her birthday. And good job, congratulations, you made it.
You did it.
You've done it.
You made it through another cycle of year.
Woo! Congratulations. All right. Well, moving on with the thing that we're doing currently.
Oh yeah,
Dan. I think you brought some news.
I did. Did you?
Oops. Oh, God.
All right, I'm carrying it.
Well, I guess so.
A 25-year-old Pennsylvania woman is sitting in jail for having sex.
Yeah, that happens.
I mean,
that's what they taught me in abstinence in classes.
They sat
me down. They strapped me down.
strapped you down.
Yep. They opened my eyelids.
Oh.
And they shouted into them, "If you have sex, you will go to jail and rot for the rest of your life."
I'm sorry. Right, they shouted into your eyelids.
Yeah, eyeballs.
Into your eyeballs.
Yeah, they were spread open.
And they, how close were they? Like,
really close. Enough that they didn't have to use eye drops because it just used the moisture from their mouth.
From the breath, the hot breath.
Yeah, and a little spittle.
This sounds terrifying.
Yeah, well, this is my life, okay?
Right. Don't question it.
That's why making love is the devil's, it's like holding hands
sandwich.
With the devil. Is the devil's sandwich.
Trademark.
Well, that's not the best saying I've ever
heard. Making love.
All right.
This woman was having sex so loudly that her neighbor's furniture was shaking.
Oh, wow. That is intense.
Causing some damage there. And also, she kind of was threatening the neighbors when they complained to her. Hey, you know, you're making a little, you know, your whoopies on XL. Maybe you should tone it down a bit. And she's like, you know what? I got some choice words for you peeps.
What were those words?
Well, it didn't go into the exact specific word. I'll give you a taste.
All right, you really got my hopes up and then crushed them, so.
Good. I don't want them just, you know, brewing for too long. Because then you'll really be shut down. Amanda Marie Warfel was charged with ethnic intimidation, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a charge.
Harassment and disorderly conduct. She apparently called the neighbor's 14-year-old daughter a quote-unquote monkey.
Oh!
And another racial slur. So I'm going to assume that they were of a different... this woman is a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume they're of a different race. So
yeah.
That's not cool.
That's not okay.
Not okay, lady. She has technically already served the 45 to 90 day jail time, but is now serving for another case. So she just kind of stuck around.
Yeah.
Stayed there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens.
Went in Rome. Jail time.
Do jail time, huh?
At the hearing, she said she just wanted to go home and regretted the neighbors weren't there in the courthouse because she wished to apologize to them.
Yeah, it's not going to be sincere.
No. No.
It's going to be dirty. It's going to have a stank to it.
Yeah, you said some racist stuff.
You don't come back.
It may have been in the heat of the moment by Asia, but it's not authentic.
Yeah.
No. Maybe if you were shouting those things during coitus, I would believe it more.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure. What did you say, man?
Was it like men... I don't know if this was like... I remember hearing it from a women's magazine. Men are the most honest post-coitus, like right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they really have like the, it's like a computer reboot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just like, oh man, my computer's frozen, and then you have the sex, and then you can reboot it, and oh, it's working fine again. All right, great.
Yeah.
So men are like computers, and you gotta shut them off once in a while.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yep. Sometimes you hold the reset button until they don't breathe anymore.
That's a parable. So kill men, but resuscitate them. You got to restart them.
Well, it's up to you, really.
It's up to you, the user.
Yeah. The user. All right. Well,
getting
that's
weird.
That's some life lessons.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Good.
She's in jail still.
Good. I'm glad. Hope she rots.
Oh.
Okay. Let's, I got someone else who's a criminal. I got another criminal.
Oh.
Oh.
Go
police.
Figure.
Yeah. Go. Huh? Okay. Police in Nashville arrested a man Monday night after they caught him in bed with a stolen lingerie store mannequin.
Oh.
They were getting frisky.
Again with this?
An assistant manager at the Hustler Hollywood store said that she saw the suspect, Christopher Wade, 55, flee with the mannequin just after midnight. The employee said that she argued with the suspect, who police say was intoxicated, but she could not dissuade him from tossing the skimpy model in his truck.
Mm.
Police said the mannequin lost her left arm as Wade fled the scene.
Oh no!
Yeah, maybe that's what he's into. Maybe he actually took it off and threw it behind.
Or maybe like it was like one of those things where like if you have people chasing you and you like spill a bunch of crates of oranges down, like, ha, that'll slow him down, but he's taking pieces of the mannequin off and throwing it.
Maybe, who knows? The suspect did not retrieve the arm.
No.
He didn't really need it.
Yeah,
what he was.
He's got another.
Going, where he's going, he doesn't need arms.
That's I don't quite so, but he needs the feet.
Who knows? Maybe. The employee told police the mannequin is worth $5,000, outfit not included. Wade is charged with theft of property. That's it. It's a short one. But, you know, sometimes you got to find love in all the wrong places. Yeah. And honestly, Christopher Wade, I applaud you. You know, you found your one true love. You rescued her from, you know, being under a tyrannical, I don't know.
Porn this guy's store.
Weird. This guy's super weird, and he probably went home to bang a mannequin.
Yeah.
But let's just pretend like he didn't.
This is your second mannequin story.
Is
it? I think, was it last week or the week before you did a story about the mannequin in someone's window?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a blow-up doll.
Oh, I apologize.
Blow-up doll. Yeah, someone they busted down the door. That was last week, yeah. Mm. That was a good one, too.
Maybe this is the same dude.
Maybe. Oh, man. Maybe he's really into artificial life forms.
Yeah. Next, it'll be
real dolls.
A Furby.
Oh, a Furby. That's a step up from mannequin.
Yeah, because it's moving now.
Yeah, the mouth. Bit. Okay, we're done. Moving on.
The mouth. All right, done here. Okay. So, I don't know if you're aware. There's this thing that's been happening recently.
No.
If you've checked your cellular
hold on a second. I got it. Sorry. A pigeon just popped up.
Up. You got to catch them all. So Pokemon Go just came out.
Oh, how coincidental.
Pokemon Go came out a handful of days ago. And
but for real, though, why are there only Pidgeys and Weedles? This is real talk.
This is real.
Why has there got to be so many Weedles?
Well, I just started today, and I found a Clefairy.
Yeah, get ready to catch 40,000 more. There's only the same, like, 10 ones in the city, by the way.
Well, you got to go out into the countryside, I guess, to find.
Is it too much to ask for a Ghastly, any of the ghosts? I just want a Gengar. That's all I want. I want to crush this town with an iron fist and the highest level Gengar, and I will take every gym in this town.
Okay.
For the only team that matters, Team Red. All other teams are worthless, and I'm putting this on the line.
Oh, jeez.
Banterbox Radio supports Team Red. Go Team Red, Team Valor.
Now wait a minute. now you're going a little too far. Let's backpedal just a tad, because there may be a handful of people or a bunch of people that are like, excuse me, what the hell is a Pokemon?
Well, then they've been under a rock for the past 30 years.
There could be people that weren't
20 years or so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, it was very popular in the 90s.
Yep.
But yeah, it's... I'll just continue here, and we'll
Team Red.
No, wait, what? So Pokemon Go is a free augmented reality smartphone game, and if you're unfamiliar, Pokemon is a Nintendo game that came out in the 90s originally.
Mm-hmm.
It was exclusively for the Game Boy.
That's right. Yep, Game Boy to start.
And in that game, you're this trainer, a Pokemon trainer, and you catch these creatures that are littered all over the world.
Well, the premise is that you go out and you imprison little animals
in these
forcibly, and then your purpose is to make them fight other people's captured critters
for your entertainment.
Yeah, until they pass out from taking too much damage.
Yeah,
and if you have any Pokemon that haven't passed out, you win.
Yeah. So I mean, that doesn't sound.
And it encourages hoarding because you got to get every single one.
You got to get them all.
Yeah. When you think about it too much, you realize it's really messed up.
It's really messed up, yeah.
Imagine if somebody was going around the town and just catching, like, all the squirrels and all
and
the, like, cats.
Them.
And, yeah, just putting them in cages and just wearing a belt of cages. And they found other people doing the same thing and put them in a ring and made them fight each other until they passed out.
But the only thing you could know, what they would do is they'd walk around with those plastic Easter eggs.
Oh,
and they just try to mash
cram
these animals.
Them in there.
Ah, this squirrel's too big. Just throw it in a blender.
Oh, God.
All right, and just fill it with the juice.
Oh, gross.
And go fight!
That's a ditto.
Anyway.
Messed up.
So, this augmented reality game, you're walking around, you turn the GPS on and the camera, and it basically places Pokemon wherever you are. They're in, like, different areas, and you go and catch them. And it's only been out for a handful of days, but there's already been some interesting things that have been happening with people playing it.
You know, like going outside.
Like going outside.
That is interesting.
That's new and exciting.
It is.
The most notable story, I think, that a lot of people have already kind of heard, maybe, is the girl who found the dead body.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yep.
We were talking earlier. There was another story about a person who was on the highway searching for Pokemon and caused a massive car accident. Yep. That is not real.
That was fake.
Yeah, that was fake. But this is actually authentically real. 19-year-old Shayla Wiggins decided she wanted to catch some water Pokemon, and in order to do so, she had to travel towards a real body of water in which they would congregate. Upon traveling there, she discovered a corpse off the Wyoming Highway 789, which apparently she wasn't too fazed about because it really, you know, she was just like, oh, that's a weird thing.
Mm.
But it hasn't stopped her from looking for Pokemon. She's like, oh, that's weird, but I'm still catching them.
Yeah.
This is not going to stop me at all. Another bizarre turn of events. A group of men were arrested in Missouri for using the app to rob people.
That's good.
Yeah. This is a lighthearted children's game, and we're going to rob people at gunpoint. One of the in-game items allows you to drop a lure that will attract many Pokemon to the area. Other trainers, quote unquote, or players will see this and are also drawn to its location. Yep. So a 911 call was placed around 2 a.m. after they used the lure to bring people to an abandoned parking lot. Police later found a gun on the scene.
Wow.
So, yeah. There was one other story. I didn't go to full detail about it, but there was a guy who lives at an old church. And he said that the game, basically the gyms, it places gyms in different places all over on your map. Mm-hmm. And it made this guy's church, like his where he's living, into a gym. And so there were people parked all outside of him, loitering in their cars on their Pokemon games. And some of them were blocking his driveway. And he's like, this is really bizarre. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then he later said that he met the owner of the gym, some random dude, and he's like, we've gotten to a point now where we're, you know, we have multiple owners for the same type of property because of this game. That's funny. Bizarre.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, this game's bringing people together.
It is.
There's actually something sort of leveling about it. It's weird. It's weird how big of a thing it is. There's so many reports of people playing this game that you wouldn't imagine. There's a picture floating around that's a bunch of four big, giant, burly, masculine dudes, giant beards down to forever, and all construction guys with the reflective vests. And someone took a picture, and they've been standing here for 20 minutes, and all four of them have their phone out playing Pokemon Go. There's something leveling about it. Everyone on a base level can be like, yeah, this is pretty cool. We're having a good time.
It's like when you normally see video game commercials and they're like, everyone's playing it.
Yep.
And they're like, everybody's on it. But literally,
in this case, literally everyone is playing it.
Before, you're like, you're watching that commercial, you're like, this is stupid. That's not true. But this is accurate.
I don't know anybody who's not playing it. We just installed it.
Rob showed up. I told you this earlier. He showed up early this morning because him and his lady, Imbal, were walking around.
Going for a Pokewalk.
Is that what it's coined as?
That's what they're calling them nowadays. You gotta incubate those eggs somehow.
And now they're trying to get me on their gym team.
Oh, wrong.
They're yellow.
Yes, that's wrong. Yellow is the worst team.
And you're red?
Banderbox officially sponsors Team Red. Team Valor, go. Woo!
I think I'm going to go blue just to spite you both shouldn't. Of you guys.
Team Red is definitely where all the cool kids are going. And plus, Red is currently owning this town. So if you want any points or anything worth your time.
I saw on the thing. I just started today, but I saw two red gyms nearby. So
Red's dominating this place. We got it. Red's us. All right, anyway, let's move on from Pokemon Go.
Okay.
And let's talk about some pups, some doggos.
Some doggos!
Well, a dog spa, which gives pampering sessions for your pet, has unveiled its latest offer.
Yep.
Dog exorcisms. Among high-end gourmet meals, luxury baths, and overnight stays, the pet spa D+ Kirishima plans to help settle pooches who may be struggling with possessions. The Japanese spa in Kagoshima Prefecture lists a Shinto priest amongst its attendants, ready to help pets beset by evil spirits.
Mm.
The pet dog exorcism plan, listed on the spa's website, is suggested for dogs in their unlucky health years. 7-year-old, 10-year-old, and 13-year-old dogs need to be careful of their health, as it's easier in those years for them to get diseases of aging.
Right.
they explain. The priest will perform the ceremony on the dog in front of the revered Shingaryu shrine. The exorcism takes 30 minutes, with the spa charging a little over $300 per room for two people, plus pet, including breakfast, dinner, and exorcism. Yes, this package includes breakfast, dinner, and exorcism.
What about second breakfast?
Or elevensies, yeah. Dogs are also afforded their own alone time, as the private swimming pool, just for pups, is a new addition to the venue.
But they made it sound like the by the way, great pronunciation on all those Japanese terms.
Thanks.
You actually did a pretty good job.
Thanks,
there.
I appreciate that.
Usually we butcher the hell out of all of that stuff. So, but yeah, no. Secondly, so it's an exorcism, but it seems like it's not an exorcism of demons. It's like an exorcism of bad juju.
Yeah, but it's kind of like demons too. You know, it's like they got the bad juju inside. They hit those unlucky Japanese have some
unlucky numbers.
Some pretty serious unlucky numbers. So they feel strongly about certain numbers, and basically they feel apparently some of them. You can't generalize. That they may be beset by evil spirits. They have evil spirits within them.
So they get the bad juju out. And then they feed them good juju fruits.
That's right. Good, delicious juju.
Fruits.
Yep. It's just a tube full of juju fruits. And they just inject it down their throats. And they go, hey, let's just replace all that bad juju fruits.
And now he's going to go for a swim by himself in a pool.
Unsafe.
What was it? Unsupervised.
Unsupervised. All right. So, I don't want to generalize here. But I'm going to say that on average, we find a lot of really odd things coming out of Japan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, not that everywhere else doesn't have its share of weird things. It just seems like occasionally they're extra weird.
Somebody's got to be the pioneer.
That's right. Someone's got to have underwear vending machines. Yeah. Used underwear vending machines.
Yeah, of course. You can't have clean. Yeah, actually wouldn't be a bad idea to have like a clean.
Clean underwear?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I just crap my pants.
That might be useful.
That actually, put it in a, like a bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Like, I just crap myself. And just run in and beep, bleep, bleep. Plug bleep, bleep, bleep. Here you go. Here's a diaper.
All righty. Well, you know, if your dog has evil spirits within it, go to Japan and they can clear them. There he can clear it. All right. Moving on.
A Microsoft recruiter has taken some creative steps to draw in a crowd of interns. It was so weird that Patrick Burchale took to Twitter to share it. He posted the whole email stating his roommate had received it. It states, "Hey, Bae, B-A-E. What does that stand for again?
I don't know. It stands for something.
Before
but
all... Before all else?
Else, or before anyone else?
Anyone else.
Yeah.
So I don't know why someone would, a stranger would say that to somebody else. Hey, Bae intern, heart. Hi, I am Kim, a Microsoft University recruiter. My crew is coming down from our HQ in Seattle to hang with you and the crowd of Bay Area interns at Internapalooza on 7-Eleven. But more importantly, Here's the good part. We're throwing an exclusive after party the night of the event at our San Francisco office, and you're invited. There will be hella noms, lots of dranks, the best beats, and just like last year, we're breaking out the Yammer beer pong table.
Oh!
Hey-o.
Yammer beer pong, all right.
Is that like a brand?
I have no idea. I don't know anymore, damn.
Hell yes to getting lit on a Monday night. This is in the email.
At the very end. Hello, fellow kids. I too am hip.
I am much like you.
Grab your skating board and we'll head on down to the sock hop.
Do you fancy a malted beverage?
It'll be hella dope.
A Microsoft representative speaking directly for the company had this to say about the correspondence.
It was cray cray nar nar.
Quote, "The email was poorly worded and not in keeping with our values as a company."
No way.
"We are looking into how this occurred and we'll take appropriate steps to address it."
Oh, you know how much I love stuff like that. Oh, yeah. You know I love those.
But fancy. I love the fact that they're like, this is poorly worded. Like, yeah, it is.
It sure is. Jeez, how unprofessional. But,
hey, Bae.
Hey, Bae. This is going to be hella numbs.
Hella numbs. I feel like if anybody ever said that to me, I would slap them in the mouth.
I would never talk to them again. I can guarantee it.
You're going to come over to my house, dude? We got hella numbs.
And okay, like, bye.
We are no longer speaking.
Ugh, gross. That's good stuff. I like it. They gave me a good slap on the knee. All right, let's end this week with the most expensive fruit you have ever heard of.
Is it juji?
It isn't, but it does happen in Japan.
Oh, back to Japan.
Another one. Back to Japan. A bunch of grapes sold for a record price of nearly $11,000 at an auction in Japan. The 30 ruby Roman grapes sold for 1.1 million yen, or $10,938, or about $350 for each ping pong ball sized grape.
Okay.
These are expensive grapes. These aren't your everyday ordinary grapes. These are advanced grapes.
Oh, these ones are level 2.
They sure are.
They went up on the Pokey. They Pokey evolved.
I bet they're part of Team Red. I'm going to just call it now.
Oh, shut your mouth.
quote, we will display them at our store before giving our customers a sample taste, auction winner Takamaru Konishi said. The grapes were grown in Ishikawa Prefecture and confirmed to meet the qualifications necessary to be classified as a Ruby Roman, weighing 7 ounces and containing a sugar content of at least 18%.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't...
Super sweet.
This is no laughing matter. These grapes are serious. They weigh, measure, and test them. These are serious grapes, Dan.
We're putting, like, syringes in them and, like, yeah. Pulling out the...
Sending them to labs. Yeah,
who knows? What does that say?
Huh?
Oh, my God. The sugar content is 18%.
We've done it.
We got to tell the president.
quote, I am so happy and I am honored, Konishi said. These are truly Ruby Roman gems. Fruit often sell at high prices in Japan.
Of course.
And are considered high-ranking gifts, similar to vintage wine.
Oh.
Melons can be particularly expensive, as a pear was sold for more than $12,000 at auction in 2015. You know what that means? Time to load up a giant truck with melons and grapes, and we are going to hit the mother load.
We are going to take it to the Japanese.
Yeah, man. We just get a truck full of melons. We got mad bucks. All right, we're going to be rolling in stacks.
Rolling some fat yens.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to get a truck across the ocean?
We just drive. You just drive. If I know anything about getting to Japan, and I don't, but you just drive.
I see no...
And don't stop until you're there.
Yeah, if you see, that's what it is, yeah. As long as you keep driving from here to there, you won't sink.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
in the ocean.
See, that's a big misconception. What actually it is, there's wily Japanese wizards, sorcerers, casting an illusionary spell that makes it look like there's ocean. Trust me. Listen to me.
It's just a desert. All right?
I'm a credible resource.
Yeah?
Just keep going. You're going to see the ocean. You're like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to... Just keep driving. There's a road there. If you keep driving, you will get to Japan, and you're going to get so much money for those melons. Oh, my God. You're going to come back a billionaire. From all those sweet, sweet melons.
I feel like this should be like one of those The More You Know with the stars going over after your
the
long
worst.
Ramble about driving into the ocean.
But don't do that, but also do that.
Mm. Do it.
Uh-huh. And those are very expensive grapes.
Yeah. And you said that these guys are dicing them up and giving them people samples?
Well, he bought them and he's presumably going to sell them individually.
Like each grape.
Yeah.
For like how much?
I don't know. They told how much he bought. So per one was $350. So he might break them up into smaller pieces. He said he's going to give them to customers for a sample taste. So he might be selling one at a time or something like that. Have one that he breaks up into tiny pieces for sampling and selling them one at a time.
Wow.
These are fancy grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are real grapes. I kind of want one now. I don't know why. I think it's because they're expensive and rare.
We gotta go find that farmer and ask him what his secret is.
Maybe I'll trade him a melon. A melon's worth $12,000. That one, one kind was $12,000.
Yeah.
So I should be able to get at least one grape for a melon. Even if it was just a mediocre melon, right?
Probably not. No.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
You mean not any melon is expensive there? It's not just any melon?
I'm going to assume as much.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can't drive into the ocean.
Well... Like I said, illusionary sorcerers. all right. On that note, let's wrap it up for the week. Is there anything you'd like to tell anybody before we go?
Keep your ears peeled for
peel 'em.
More Vic Valentine. It's coming. It is coming, I swear.
It is actually coming. So be prepared for that. We've got more Banner Box on the way. And I also want to tease a little bit of thing.
Yeah?
I happen to get word that we might actually have another show joining the lineup.
Ooh,
I know. Spicy. How fancy. But that's all you get to know for now. We'll address that later. Folks, let me give you the rundown before we go. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Bannerbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website, and if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And that's all for this week.
And remember, in 2013, PayPal accidentally credited $92 quadrillion to a Pennsylvania man.
Thanks for joining us. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Do I say anything now?
Nope.
This is a bell check.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.